Chapter 10, How Pope Boniface by Letter Exhorted the Same King to Embrace the Faith. At this time, he received a letter from Pope Boniface exhorting him to embrace the faith, which was as follows. Copy of the letter of the most blessed and apostolic Pope of the Church of the City of Rome, Boniface, addressed to the illustrious Edwin, King of the English. To the illustrious Edwin, King of the English, Bishop Boniface, the servant of the servants of God. Although the power of the supreme deity cannot be expressed by the function of human speech, seeing that, by its own greatness, it so consists in invisible and unsearchable eternity, that no keenness of wit can comprehend or express how great it is. Yet inasmuch as his humanity, having opened the doors of the heart to receive himself, mercifully, by secret inspiration, puts into the minds of men such things as it reveals concerning itself, we have thought fit to extend our episcopal care so far as to make known to you the fullness of the Christian faith, to the end that, bringing to your knowledge the gospel of Christ, which our Savior commanded should be preached to all nations, we might offer to you the cup of the means of salvation. Thus the goodness of the Supreme Majesty, which, by the word alone of his command, made and created all things, the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, disposing the order by which they should subsist, hath, ordaining all things, with the counsel of his co-eternal word, and the unity of the Holy Spirit, made man after his own image and likeness, forming him out of the mire of the earth, and granted him such high privilege of distinction as to place him above all else, so that, preserving the bounds of the law of his being, his substance should be established to eternity. This God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the undivided Trinity, from the east unto the west, through faith by confession to the saving of their souls, men worship and adore as the Creator of all things, and their own Maker, to whom also the heights of empire and the powers of the world are subject, because the preeminence of all kingdoms is granted by his disposition. It hath pleased him, therefore, in the mercy of his loving-kindness, and for the greater benefit of all his creatures, by the fire of his Holy Spirit wonderfully to kindle the cold hearts even of the nations seated at the extremities of the earth in the knowledge of himself. For we suppose, since the two countries are near together, that your Highness has fully understood what the clemency of our Redeemer has effected in the enlightenment of our illustrious son, King Eadbald, and the nations under his rule. We therefore trust, with assured confidence, that, through the long-suffering of heaven, his wonderful gift will be also conferred on you, since, indeed, we have learnt that your illustrious consort, who is discerned to be one flesh with you, has been blessed with the reward of eternity through the regeneration of holy baptism. We have, therefore, taken care by this letter, with all the goodwill of heartfelt love, to exhort your Highness that, abhorring idols and their worship, in despising the foolishness of temples and the deceitful flatteries of auguries, you believe in God the Father Almighty, and his Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, to the end that, believing and being released from the bonds of captivity to the devil, you may, through the cooperating power of the Holy and Undivided Trinity, be partaker of the eternal life. How great guilt they lie tender, who adhere in their worship to the pernicious superstition of idolatry, appears by the examples of the perishing of those whom they worship. Wherefore it is said of them by the psalmist, "All the gods of the nations are devils, but the Lord made the heavens." And again, "Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not." Therefore they are made like unto those that place the hope of their confidence in them. For how can they have power to help any man that are made out of corruptible matter by the hands of your inferiors and subjects, and on which, by employing human art, you have bestowed a lifeless similitude of members, which, moreover, unless they be moved by you, will not be able to walk, but, like a stone fixed in one place, being so formed, and having no understanding, sunk in insensibility, have no power of doing harm or good? We cannot, therefore, by any manner of discernment conceive how you come to be so deceived as to follow and worship those gods, to whom you yourselves have given the likeness of a body. It behoves you, therefore, by taking upon you the sign of the Holy Cross, by which the human race has been redeemed, to root out of your hearts all the accursed deceitfulness of the snares of the devil, who is ever the jealous foe of the works of the divine goodness, and to put forth your hands and with all your might, set to work to break in pieces and destroy those which you have hitherto fashioned of wood or stone to be your gods. For the very destruction and decay of these, which never had the breath of life in them, nor could in any wise receive feeling from their makers, may plainly teach you how worthless that was which you hitherto worshipped. For you yourselves, who have received the breath of life from the Lord, are certainly better than these which are wrought with hands, seeing that Almighty God has appointed you to be descended, after many ages and through many generations, from the first man whom he formed. Draw near then to the knowledge of him who created you, who breathed the breath of life into you, who sent his only begotten Son for your redemption, to save you from original sin, that being delivered from the power of the devil's perversity and wickedness, he might bestow on you a heavenly reward. Hearken to the words of the preachers and the gospel of God, which they declare to you, to the end that, believing, as has been said before more than once, in God the Father Almighty, and in Jesus Christ his Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the indivisible Trinity, having put to flight the thoughts of devils, and driven from you the temptations of the venomous and deceitful enemy, and being born again of water and the Holy Ghost, you may, through the aid of his bounty, dwell in the brightness of eternal glory with him in whom you shall have believed. We have, moreover, sent you the blessing of your protector, the blessed Peter, chief of the apostles, to wit, a shirt of proof with one gold ornament, and one cloak of Ankara, which we pray your highness to accept with all the goodwill with which it is sent by us.